Crash Team Racing.
Oh.
Press any button.
Triangle.
Character select. Crash Bandicoot.
I hope nobody picks me.
I wish I knew more Crash characters.
Hey,
I guess
buddy,
I'll choose.
Just go ahead and just like move around, and I'll say some.
Okay. Right.
Coco.
Return
Bandicoot.
To the beginning of the labyrinth.
Coco Bandicoot. Crash, we've got to get the crystals.
Right.
Aku Aku. Crash, I think I'm problematic.
Right.
Dr. Neo Cortex. I hate these bandicoots.
Down.
Dr. In Jin.
I've got a need for speed.
Left.
Dr. In Brio.
I'm the other evil doctor in the Crash Bandicoot games.
And an embryo. Left.
New Tana.
Please don't associate me with the old Tana.
And left.
Old Tana.
Tee hee. My boobs make it hard to do math.
Ooh, gonna have to go with old Tana there.
Thanks for picking me, Daddy.
Did
you know that a female executive took one look at me after the design document for Crash Bandicoot 1 and said to the designers at Naughty Dog, what the fuck are you guys doing? We're trying to make a video game here.
No, I didn't know that. Tell me more about yourself. I'm interested in you other than your boobs.
You're the only one. I'm a super sexualized design. I'm like 8 feet taller than Crash, and I wear a little belly shirt. I have like big Lara Croft boobs. And also another thing that the guy who programmed this game learned while double checking this fact is apparently the Japanese hated her, not because of sexism, but because they thought she looked too old for Crash. So they designed Coco, his little sister, to be more appealing. That sounds like slander you would say about an entire country, but I haven't. I've seen quotes.
That's pretty on the nose there. One thing you might need to know about me, old Tana, is that I'm not like other guys.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'm interested in like your personality, your wants, your desires, your dreams, you know, your history. It's not so much just about the big old bags that hold your nipples. It's about getting to know the real you. So, like, you into any bands?
Hold on. I really, 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 really like Linkin Park.
Oh.
Huh. Numb, you know? Numb is really good.
Okay, but like, what about like the deep cuts? Like, if you're real into them, are you into the album tracks too?
I'm not a deep cut guy, lady person. I just like the radio singles. Just give me the radio singles.
Just a lot, though.
Just give me the radio singles, you know? All the time, okay. Radio singles, don't fuck with it, you know?
Sure.
If they weren't good, they wouldn't put them on the radio.
You know, that is true. And they sound
Go
like how you want
yourself.
Them to sound. What?
What?
Why? Why should I go fuck myself? I'm being pretty nice to you.
You're being sorry. I might be a little distracted because I'm trying to find the original design document for me so I can send it to you in GChat because it's real fucked.
That's a very Charlie Kaufman-esque quest.
Yeah, no, I'm...
To try to find the original design document for yourself.
For yourself. Oh, man, that's, you know, that's like some like beginner's guide shit. I love beginner's guide.
Yeah,
I love Davey Reedon. I didn't play Wonderstop because it kind of seemed like it might be boring.
I bet you it's good because of the people involved, but I haven't played it either.
I bet.
But yeah, but we have that in common. You know, we both like Davey Reedon.
Here's a design document from Willy the Wombat from when my name was Carmen.
Girl Wombat. Beautiful for a wombat. Oh, he's touching up makeup, sure.
Yeah, I'm always touching up makeup, and I love to shop, but what do I hate?
The laboratory.
That's right, and I don't want...
Oh! CD-ROM to replace your brain. We have that in common, too.
Unless it's a LinkedIn. Not LinkedIn, yeah, Park. Like, CD-ROM. Like
LinkedIn Park in Carta. LinkedIn in Carta. And you are window dressing.
Yeah.
What does that
just
mean?
It means I'm just there to masturbate to, I think.
Okay.
I think it's like literally they just put at the end of the design document, this character is window dressing. Great job, Naughty Dog, circa May 5th, 1995. Page 16. This is revision C of me.
I'm going to masturbate to your personality. Does that feel better?
Yeah. Do you want to play the game? I'll warn you right now. I don't know how to drive.
That's, it interferes with the makeup and shopping.
They
and
actually
stuff. And you
did,
might drive to a laboratory on accident.
They did actually redesign. I was absent for several games, and then they did redesign me for the Crash Team Racing games so that they could have like a.
To make you young enough for
more
Crash.
More characters.
Okay.
I think they actually don't even mention that Crash and I have a past sexual relationship in the racing games. They really tried to move away from that.
Yeah. You can dish. Is Crash a virgin?
Crash is actually he's like Madonna in the song.
Okay, he's like a virgin. So he just a really huge dick at one point, and it like made him feel like a virgin again.
I might have forgotten that that's what that song was about. I just meant like people who had a lot of sex and then said they were re-virgined.
Ah, I don't know if that's what the song is about. I think
that's what they say in Pulp. Is that they say that in
Reservoir Dogs?
Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, and
yeah.
Oh,
that's where I was going.
God, I love Tarantino so much.
Yeah, it fits with the Linkin Park thing. It's kind of the era.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Tarantino?
Oh, Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, good choice. Yeah. No, I like that movie. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me trying to say. Someone else's least. I should have said fucking Death Proof, I guess, if I really wanted to
Death
sell the
Proof.
Joke.
Hateful Eight. You know, people don't like that one that much.
Hateful Eight's good. I don't like.
I liked it too.
I don't love the going back twist, but I think just from a performance point of view, it's great.
It's not particularly fashionable to admit, but I generally like those movies. They bottom out at real watchable.
Except Death Proof. I would argue.
Except Death Proof, which is pretty boring.
It's pretty boring. It's got like a couple real good moments, but it's mostly him writing characters he doesn't seem to like very much.
Yeah, it
and
is kind of
occasionally having great scenes.
Yeah, it's kind of he's really good action, and then just ladies talking in a way that Quentin Tarantino imagines, which is just as good as you expected.
My favorite Tarantino movie is Jackie Brown. Don't I have a personality? Oh.
That does sound like you have a personality when you say that.
Jackie Brown's fucking great, but still.
Jackie Brown's very
good. You know what you're doing when you say it, though.
Yeah, I know. You're kind of saying you don't want to say you like Tarantino. You like Larry Ellis or whatever.
No.
Not Larry Ellis. Who is it?
It's Elmore Leonard, isn't it?
Elmore Leonard. There we go.
Yeah.
Kind of like Larry Ellis.
Kind of like Oracle founder, tech billionaire, Trump friend Larry Ellis. Yeah.
Pretty similar.
Pretty
I think
similar.
I understood that movie.
You know, Michael Keaton plays the same character in that and a different Elmore Leonard adaptation, but it's not in Out of Sight.
God, you have depths. I don't understand why people call you window dressing. You know a lot of trivia about Quentin Tarantino movies and Elmore Leonard.
I don't know. I feel like this is just a different kind of window dressing. Okay. Oh, the CD-ROM has heated up so much that it's exploding. I'll never
Maybe
stop
that's just your
loving
personality
you.
Getting hot. All right. Bye. Love you too. Ooh.
Gary.
Oh, hey.
Hey, why are you popping wood, man?
I just had the most amazing conversation.
Yeah, one of those moments where you're like, I'm connecting. I didn't realize I could still connect with someone like this.
You didn't,
so quickly.
You didn't realize, I haven't told had opportunity to tell you this, but when in the labyrinth, I'm a sapiosexual.
Oh, that's, well, as a talking skeleton that doesn't have a visible brain.
You're an osteosexual.
You don't know what I'm fucking into, man.
I guess that's true. The most people of your type are osteosexual,
I'm a butt
but you
guy.
Might be off the curve.
I'm
yeah,
a
you
butt
are
guy.
Like literal, like flesh butt or like a
yeah,
tailbone
like
guy.
Flesh butt.
Coccyx. Okay, flesh butt. Interesting. What do you think of this?
I like juicy ones. Make them clap.
Mine's not that juicy. It looks like a deflated basketball. It's no good.
Yeah, man, I didn't want to say. It seemed rude for me to say.
Yeah, it's not great. The I noticed recently that I'm getting Troy McClure like smile lines around my eyes now.
Other people have also noticed that.
Yeah, it's the aging threshold I've reached, which is nice. I'm not getting the gray hair I want, but I do have those Troy McClure lines.
You're turning into like, you were wearing a trucker hat the other day. If you wanted to be a guy who just hung out at the bait shop, I think you could really age into that kind of Dale Gribble look.
Yeah, I don't care for bait, but I do like hanging out at a shop. And I do think like the bait shop fridge is really fascinating.
That's the worst line from Clerks I've ever heard, dude.
The bait shop fridge is really interesting, though. Like it's like a prison. It's kind of like a Demolition Man prison, but for leeches and like worms and shit. It's just weird. It's like a little city. They all have little houses. They live in like a little section of dirt.
It took me a while to get to where you were at, but I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, it's sometimes I think about the things we do to like insects and small creatures and how surreal it is.
I just think about killing ants sometimes. Like, did the ant feel the pain I would feel if a giant finger came from the sky and crushed me but didn't do it all the way because I don't like touching the ant that long?
It is. I like to use a toilet paper as a prophylactic when I kill an ant. Then the toilet paper is doing it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah. That's man.
That's the kind of moral fig leaf I need. Yeah.
See, I need to do it with my bare bony fingers so I can reach, lift up and smell the distress smell.
Oh, you want to make sure it was smell an ant. That. Yeah.
I want to make sure it was an ant.
Okay.
Because I only kill ants. I don't kill other bugs. I kill ants because if you don't kill ants, then they get information and bring it back to the squad.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all scouts. It's pretty fun. When you want to make sure it's an ant, that's interesting. Have you had any like misses? Have you crushed anything?
Sometimes you kill like a little, it's like a little beetle or a little gnat. You're like, oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. What do you do to repent?
I self-flagellate with a flail made from my own bones.
Oh. Are these like cast-off bones?
No, I remove several of the bones I don't need.
Okay.
Form a flail. I leave all of the flailing relevant bones, right? All the bones you need to flail.
Yeah.
And then, both for the action and to have something to flail. You're right. I need to keep the back intact. I make a flail of my own bones and I flail myself. And it hurts both the bones that are being flailed and are being a flail.
Yeah, being a flail would also hurt. Nobody ever thinks about that.
It would get.
So you can take your bones apart and reassemble. I thought that was just from Castlevania, but like other skeletons can do that.
Castlevania is a documentary.
Oh, do you know anybody in it?
No.
Oh,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I was very famous in life and I'm not very famous as a skeleton.
Yeah. You're on a podcast that like 7 people listen to.
Yeah.
They comment a lot.
Yeah, they do comment a lot. Yeah. Gary,
real quick. Before we get into the
I understand you have a bit.
I'm going to pause real quick.
Oh.
Right, pause. Okay. And I'm holding up an L1 on the second controller and pressing all the face buttons on the first controller to enter the debug menu.
Debug menu.
I'm scrolling down to character select.
Character select.
Select Gaz.
No.
I've already done it. You can't stop me. I'm in the debug menu.
Fucking debug menu.
Exit the menu. Oh, who's this tall drink of water? Hello.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Friend. Oh, my God.
Hello.
How did a bait shop guy get so smooth?
Very smooth. No.
Sorry,
hair.
I'm sorry to start a relationship by quoting Rob Thomas at you.
It's okay. It happens all the time, actually. You're quite smooth yourself.
Yeah, I go to the bowling ball polisher.
Looking like you've been sun bleached.
That is all tanning lamp. I'm like Win Duffy from Justified. I'm always in the tanning bed.
Ooh, yeah.
Recently did a full watch of Justified. Might be more Justified references in my conversation than previous. Sorry.
I'm way more into DTF. I've been waiting to find somebody to talk to.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Nobody. Huh? Oh, it's a show called Down to Fuck, and it's got David Harbour in it.
Is it set anywhere in specific?
It's set in Ohio.
It's not, man. It's called DTF St. Louis. Come on.
St. Louis is pretty similar to Ohio. The Midwest is all the same to me. I spend a lot of time on the coast.
Yeah, you seem like a coastal guy. Who are you? Where's Gary?
Well, my name is Gaz, and I'm the substance clone of Gary. One of the things is that I don't show penis because I'm ASHAMED.
Oh.
And I do that to make money on OnlyFans, but I don't quite show the pickle.
Okay, and, you don't show the pickle. Is it?
No.
So are you actually ashamed, or is being ashamed part of your brand on OnlyFans?
It's actually just my brand.
Okay, I'm you're actually ashamed. Very sex I'm positive. Proud. It's just...
I'm actually, well, not even sex positive. I'm very proud of the work I've done down there.
What work have you done?
A lot of shaving, a lot of sculpting.
Okay. Sculpting? Oh, like hair sculpting.
Yeah, like there's a lot of messages and secrets in there. There's a whole ARG down in ARME, down in my ARD.
What's your ARD?
Action Replay Dick.
Cool.
It's very cool.
So, Gaz,
anyway, what's
I do
this
have
funky maze we're doing?
I feel like it's a labyrinth, not a maze. We already did the maze. Labyrinth and mazes are different things.
I see.
Also, Gaz, I do just, because I care about the continuity of the labyrinth, I will point out that the movie you're a reference to didn't come out in the real world because it came out after Gary got trapped in the labyrinth for like a year and a half. So
I'm not referencing the movie. I'm referencing the drug.
I understand, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So
I know, but I'm just saying that the movie was also a documentary like Castlevania.
Oh, what's your favorite Castlevania, Gaz?
Oh, of course my favorite Castlevania is Lament of Innocence.
Sure, because it also sounds pretty ashamed.
It's what I like to do. It's what I call my streams.
I gotta listen to that waff on Bloodlines. I love Bloodlines, but I haven't listened to it.
Oh, Bloodlines is really good. It's really hot.
Good soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
I mean, they all have it, like I would like to apologize. That's the most anodyne thing you can say about a fucking Castlevania game.
Mega Man games, good soundtrack.
Oh my god, I've been playing a lot of Mega Man lately. There's some dog shit Mega Man games.
There are some really bad Mega Man games and some Mega Man songs that aren't so great, but
some of them aren't great.
They're really nice. Oh,
you know what's got great soundtracks in there is the Zero games. I'm playing through the Zero Legacy Collection. I really like those games.
I've never played a Zero game.
The reputation for difficulty is earned.
Hmm.
And they're sometimes a little too unforgiving, but they're very competently made platformers, and they really emphasize how fun it is to play as Zero. Gaz,
I've heard they're rock hard.
Could you please spin the fucking wheel, man? We've been recording for 18 minutes.
Yeah, we'll get through the labyrinth some week.
Yes, I certainly wasn't up really late last night prepping the final boss.
Hopefully it won't be all for naught.
How's the wheel looking today?
I noticed something a little different about the wheel that I like quite a bit.
Yep. Okay.
There's a handsome bear.
Sure.
On the wheel now.
Yeah, I might have added a picture of Richard Karn from the Super Nintendo Home Improvement game there.
Love that game. Surprisingly kind of good.
So is it all Gaz today? Are these all going to be Gazes?
I think I'm gazing out.
Yeah, okay. Someone else did warn someone else before the episode that there was going to be a thing that someone else wouldn't like, and god damn if he weren't right!
I've been in my... If you're familiar with the drug that they base the fictional movie upon, or will base it on, I've been in the back for a long time.
Sure, I don't know what that means.
Well, it's Gary's been out and about eating
disrespecting the balance.
He's been disrespecting the balance, so now it's my time to win back the balance by having 1.5 years of straight gas to reset the balance.
Sorry to live. Which
sorry to live or leave?
Live, but L-I-V, not. Oh. I mean, sorry to live does sound like something you'd just say on the internet, but.
It does. It's a tweet. The Liv loves gas. He's so smooth.
I bet if she was here.
And naturally wet.
Yes, have you spun the wheel and then removed an option from the wheel?
I've done half of that. Can you guess which half?
Yes, the one that precedes the other.
That's right. I got 23, baby.
Oh, that's literally the one I was just editing to be something else because I had a better idea for it today. All right. So, Gaz, I don't know if you know, I've been a little lax in describing things and it caused a huge fucking problem last week.
I do. I remember. I get some of the memories from Gary.
Yeah, the really traumatic ones, the really frustrated, angry ones.
I woke up screaming, I said left.
Yeah. I don't feel great about that.
It made for some experimental podcasting, is my understanding.
It's all experimental podcasting, man. It's all experimental podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
You walk, you exit from the passageway into a hallway. That's a great sentence, man. That's
sexy. Fucking,
I need to not be
described. Oh, we've gone from the vestibule to the entrance.
Hey, get fucked.
Finally,
Gaz.
The cloister to the closet.
Hey, Gaz, get fucked. Yeah. This hallway, though.
If you're offering.
I'm not. You are it's severely unjuiced for me. Yes. Backdoor wise.
I'm like a seal. It's like the ass of a 10-year-old boy for me.
I thought it was going to be like a kiss from a rose. yeah, hey. That joke was so bad I heard the other guy laugh.
I love Seal.
Sure. Okay, so this hallway has it has some pictures of some famous comedians on it.
Ooh.
And there's some bright lights up ahead and there's some applause you hear. And then you emerge out. It's you're the featured comedy guest on Up Late with Skellington. Every song I try to improvise today sounds like the fucking Doug theme. Sorry.
Who's the house band on Late Night with Skellington?
Oh, great news. It's Linkin Park.
Oh, the people who originally composed the Doug theme.
That's right. Well, tonight we have Gaz. Gaz, do your tight 5-minute stand-up set.
Anybody
no
else
further
out there,
prompt.
Anybody else out there completely hairless? There's hairless problems, you know. You take your hair for granted. One of the things is I go in to get a school picture, and the photographer says, hey, part your hair differently. And I say, are you doing anything later? And he says, what? I'm way older than you. And I say, you don't know how old that I am because I have smooth features. And at this point, everyone is staring and everyone's looking and they're kind of slowly reaching their hands down. They can't quite understand why, but they're almost mindlessly reaching, creeping towards their genitals, towards their throbbing, forbidden areas.
Show your cock!
Areas. Oh, wouldn't you like that? I bet you'd think it was great, wouldn't you? Well, there's one little secret you don't get to see, but I'll take off everything else.
We want the pickle!
Oh, you want a pickle? You want to be lurking on my gherkin? Well, the...
Yes!
Perhaps,
I feel like little... I was pretty clear.
Here's a little tease for you. And I
is this burlesque
down.
Shit? I hate that shit. Just show genital.
It's not burlesque. It's comedy.
It's comedy burlesque. Everyone grab your suicide pills. Comedy burlesque is happening at you.
Just comedy. I reach down and I move my little G-string, gas string, to the side just a little bit to show a tiny bit of flesh that could be balls, but it could be penis. Either way, it's absolutely hairless, except for tiny writing that's been made in pubic hair that you can't quite make out.
Does that say, follow the rabbit hole?
That's just the beginning of the sentence. You'd love to see where it ends, wouldn't you?
I assume your asshole.
Anyway, I'm sucking off the guy who takes the school pictures. And we're the same age, so it's totally cool.
Okay, glad you said that. Sounded like a crime.
No, it's not a crime. It's actually very beautiful. So we're doing that. We're getting to the moment of ultimate pleasure.
I'm also heckling!
If you know what I mean, it's the ultimate pleasure. It's when the photographer comes in your mouth and it's just, it's like nothing you've ever had before. The thing about those people is they live sad, desperate lives, school photographers. It's a really pathetic job. A lot of them want to be fine artists and they can't. So they're doing jobber work. So this is one little bright ray of sunshine that they get to spit down my throat.
Gaz is surprisingly a Holden Caulfield type figure.
Yeah. Well, I contain multitudes. I'm not just smooth and sexy.
Like a Walt Whitman?
Very similar to a Walt Whitman, except that I don't rhyme.
Does Whitman rhyme?
No, he's free verse. I was trying to fuck you up.
That kind of fucked me up because I had to say it like, I can tame multitudes. Where's the? Am I missing a rhyme?
No, that's what I was doing. I was trying to mess you up to keep you on edge so you didn't realize your hand was creeping ever closer to your forbidden area.
Actually, both my hands are up around my mouth to create this effect.
Look down, you have a third hand now.
Oh no, I quadoed myself!
Yeah, you got a quado jerking off.
And that was Gaz, everybody! I forgot that I'm still the skeleton in this one. You want to come over to the couch, Gaz?
Yeah, I'll be at the Chuckle Hut this whole week. Let me head on over. Hello.
Hey, hello, Gaz. Hold on, stand up. Let me put down a towel.
Oh, good idea. I'm very wet. Sorry, Meryl. Oh, you don't know that wetness didn't come from Meryl Streep was sitting here before me.
Yeah, we're from an older era of talk show where they would have both guests out, which they don't do anymore, I think, because it's fairly awkward.
Norm MacDonald made a lot of people uncomfortable.
Oh my God, he made Courtney Thorne Smith so sad.
It's so funny.
It's so fucking funny. I really showed you that clip for the first time, right?
I think you did. Yeah, it's very funny. But I've seen him. Excuse me. I've seen him do it to other people too.
I degassed you.
I did a little burp there. The Gaz was drinking soda pops.
Oh no. What's Gaz's preferred soda pop? You drinking a Jones bubblegum flavor?
Royal Crown.
Okay.
It's really good. It tastes kind of like Pepsi but worse.
It is kind of an inferior Pepsi, yes. Yeah. And we're brought to you by Royal Crown. They don't pay much for the ads.
And they don't pay much for the soda.
The comedy set explodes.
How?
Well, that's one chamber down at 28 minutes. Great.
Yes, we're not going to make it through this. That's okay. Maybe next week Gary will be back.
Oh, I really miss Gary so much.
Oh, he's great. But the balance. We got to respect the balance.
Got to respect the balance.
Yeah, so buckle up for a year and a half of hell. I almost got Richard Karn, but instead I got 28. Sorry.
All right. Boy, this one's really pitched to Gary, but all right. We'll do what we're doing.
I share the memories.
But you don't share the anger, it feels like.
That's true. I don't get that mad. It distracts from my horny.
It distracts from your horny. This one, you transition into another TV studio.
Wow.
This has a lot of blue accents, and the skeleton of Ken Jennings is here.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi there. Hi there. Is this Gaz?
Yeah, is the skeleton of Alex Trebek not available? He's dead.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah. Yes.
That really fucked me up, man.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah.
No, just not in a sad about Alex Trebek dying way. Oh. In a way like. What you said was so much funnier and more correct and what I should have said that it just completely took me out of the fucking thing, dude.
I'm sorry. For a second, I thought you hurt your feelings and I had to recalibrate my entire will, Tolpa. I know you love Jeopardy, but I was like, holy shit. Like,
no, it's just so much better because I have the section plan, but I hadn't thought of that, of who was hosting it until just then. And that was so much fucking better.
You chose the guy who is alive for the skeleton.
Instead of a classic blunder. Yeah, boy, the, fuck. It would have been so much fucking funnier if I'd said the skeleton of Alex Trebek.
I'm also going to say, not to pile on the hurt, but I also feel like Alex Trebek is easier to impersonate.
Well, but like the Casey Kasem skeleton isn't an impersonation of Casey Kasem, so I feel like I'm not beholden to that.
That's true.
But I was trying to do a Ken Jennings very poorly, so fuck.
Yeah, well, I mean, he just has a bland personality. I thought you were just trying to do a vanilla.
I do too, but
I don't think you can do a impersonation of him.
No,
like, he doesn't have a distinctive manner of speaking.
Well, this conversation explodes.
Oh, hey.
Hey, it's me, the skeleton of Casey Kasem. I clubbed the skeleton of Ken Jennings, and now I host Jeopardy here in the Labyrinth. Fuck.
Good, fuck that guy.
What?
Fuck that guy.
Are you saying fuck that guy, or you'd fuck that guy?
No, well, a little of column A, a little column B, but I don't particularly like Ken Jennings. It'd be a hate fuck for little Gaz.
One of the most sexless personalities in the universe, it feels like. I'm sure Ken Jennings has had sex.
I'm not.
I'm not either. I said it, evaluate, as I often do on the show, I said it, evaluated the thought, and then went, do I think that?
It makes logical sense, but it doesn't make intuitive sense.
Gaz, welcome to It's Final Jeopardies, but when you answer them, instead of wagering money, you wager how much you genuinely think I will be judging you for getting this category wrong.
How does that get wagered?
It's more wagering money would be nothing. But I first this was just Final Jeopardies, but then I was like, this needs a little bit of a guppy spin on it.
Okay.
Let's get Gary, or Gaz's, real feelings about how much judgment they think Will / the skeleton will be bringing for not getting a particular question right.
I'm making a lot of assumptions about me not getting questions right, but let's continue.
It's Final Jeopardy, man. It's hard. These are random.
It really depends on the category.
Historical drama.
That's not great.
Okay.
It could be worse. It could be like geography.
John Dryden's All for Love or The World Well Lost is based on this play by Shakespeare.
John Dryden's
All for Love or The World Well Lost is based on this play by Shakespeare. This is from 1990.
What is Romeo and Juliet?
I'm sorry, Gary. We were looking for Antony and Cleopatra.
Oh.
Ah, boy. I kind of went for first thought, best thought there, huh?
I just assumed with the whole world lost.
All right, Gaz. Yep. Oh no, I understand. Hey, Gaz. I'm playing a dick right now. I also thought Romeo and Juliet probably.
Yes. Oh yeah. It just makes sense. And also, who's shooting for Antony and Cleopatra? It's
Antony,
fine.
Antony.
Antony did. Well, he shot a lot of shots in my cut.
Antony.
I edited it, and there's a lot of shots.
Okay. Good.
He uses the old English word cunny a lot.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to keep going. There is a prize if you get three of these right.
Oh. Out of how many?
Till you get three right. Applied geometry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How judgy you think I'm going to be if you get this one wrong?
It's interesting. Can I take this question seriously?
Yes, please.
I don't think you're going to be that judgy because I don't think you have any expectation of me knowing anything about this. I think you have basically have me clocked pretty perfectly on the subject. And it'd be hard to disappoint you because I think the amount you'd be surprised if I got it right is like double Jeopardy amount. Like I'm
sure that, and that's its own kind of insulting, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. Big time. But I think this is maybe as far out of my wheelhouse as you can get.
Thomas Hales proved hexagonal structures are the most compact way to fill a plane. A centuries-old theory based on the behavior of these.
Oh, what are beehives?
Yes, correct, Gary. I mean, bees. Or honeybees is the answer. But yeah, good job. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Gaz, you used logic. You thought about it? Like, it's a lot of Final Jeopardy questions you can logic.
I'm not stupid, is the thing.
I never said you were, man.
No, I never said you said I was.
I never said you said I thought you were.
I never said that you said that I thought I was the third.
Around the world.
All right, let's go.
Besides Great Britain, the two European countries through which the Greenwich Meridian passes.
Now this gets into what is a country and what isn't a country.
Yeah, oh boy. European countries too.
Yeah, it narrows it down, but it makes it harder because there's a lot of Europe.
Well, but not on the Greenwich Meridian.
No, there's three of those.
What? Correct. Well thought.
It's going to be on the vertical axes of that. So what is above and below Great Britain? I'm just making a guess here. So I don't actually know. I'm going to say Ireland.
Okay.
And Spain?
I think Spain's a safe guess. I don't think... Yeah, it's France and Spain. It's just the two to the south of Great Britain.
Half, right?
Yeah, no. Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland. Ireland's a little bit to the west, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, countries of the world!
This is another geography?
I'm randoming, man. It's randoms.
Fuck, okay.
Once a poor British protectorate in 2012, this peninsula country ranked as the world's richest per capita. Peninsular country.
Yeah. Until 2012?
Once a poor British protectorate in 2012, this peninsular country ranked as the world's richest per capita.
What is Italy?
Qatar. Italy. When was Italy a British protectorate?
It wasn't, but it's the only peninsula country I could think of.
That's rough. Broadway musicals!
I don't know what a Qatar looks like. I only play the electric guitar. Continue.
Iowa Stubborn was the second song heard in this show when it opened on Broadway in 1957.
What?
I'll eat my whole wrist if you get this right.
What is...
Iowa Stubborn was the second song heard in this show. What the fuck?
Can I text my wife?
No, you don't have a wife. You're Gaz. You don't have a wife.
I have many wives as Gaz.
Okay.
I'm polygamist. It's sexier that way.
All I can think is Music Man, but I feel like the timing on that doesn't line up.
No, that was what I was thinking of, too, because of our time.
Hey, it's the Music Man. You got it.
Oh, it's the Music Man? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, because it's about Iowa. No, seriously.
No. I'm responding to how quickly Gaz drops away when you got really excited about answering the question.
Because it's one of the only musicals I know because it's so ridiculous. Billiards right here in River City? Oh no.
What? Please do more. Do more.
What is the other big thing for the Music Man? I haven't seen it in a long time.
76 trombones in the big parade, but I just kind of want to hear Gaz do Trouble in River City.
There's trouble. Trouble right here. Trouble in River City.
It's so breathy.
It's Gaz only exhales. I don't know if I've mentioned that. I breathe through my skin, which is why I'm naked a lot of the time. And I only exhale, though. I can't exhale through my skin.
Gaz, I swear to God, the next category that randomed up was the Tony Awards.
Okay, all right. Continue.
This question's from 2011.
No.
There has never been a Tony Award winner for Best Musical set on either of these two continents.
What the fuck?
One's a gimme. Sorry, I'm not doing the judgy part, because I'm just like, it's fun to do Jeopardy questions.
Yeah, what is Africa and Australia?
So you think, what's your best musical winner from Antarctica, dude?
Oh, yeah. Probably the Snow Misers song or the Heat Misers song.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. Yeah, I'm White Mr. Christmas. Snow.
Yeah, Heat Miser. That's also a good song. The Island of Misfit Fucked Up Toys. Nobody wants a Dean in the Box. Yeah.
It was Antarctica in Australia.
Yeah.
I think Book of Mormon had come out by then, so. Or Lion King. Fucking Lion King.
Oh, shit. Lion King. Yeah.
You really, half
right.
You really didn't think about Antarctica as a continent?
I just was thinking about places musicals would be reasonably. I wasn't thinking in a Trixie way.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. There's only 7 continents, so it's, you know. The Great Lakes!
There should be a musical set in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Happy Feet.
Like The Terror or The Thing.
Isn't The Thing up north? The Thing's up north.
Yeah, The Thing is up north.
Polar bears, not penguins. It's the only Great Lake whose bottom is above sea level. I like that they said bottom.
Mm. Is it a fleshy bottom? A girthy bottom?
I hope so.
I don't know how someone would even go about knowing this.
It's Lake Erie. I don't know either. Fuck that.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, why is that knowledge?
Oh, no.
Why is that something that somebody knows?
It's sports. I think you're technically at 2 right. You just have to get 1 more right and we can move on from the segment. And this whole will be free.
We won't be free for a few more episodes, but it's okay.
Sports, with a total of 20. This player holds record for most Wimbledon titles ever. This is 1985.
Who is Andre Agassi?
Billie Jean King, you sexist fuck!
Ah, yes. The lady of the species.
All right, I think I've actually seen this one before. Performers and hometown venues.
Okay.
He's the only singer to headline Yankee Stadium, Giants Stadium, and Shea Stadium, closing Shea in 2008.
And he's from...
This is a New 2008 York. Question.
Who is Billy Joel?
Yes, you fucking got it, man.
I got it?
That's fucking Billy Joel, man. Great job.
There we are.
Amazing.
I know you're not telling me this, but I'm not dumb.
I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm just
saying. I know you're not saying it. I know you're not saying that I'm not saying it. Here's the thing that Gary and Gaz have in common.
Sure.
There are large swaths of the human experience they're not interested in and they choose not to learn about.
Yes, and then take that lack of knowledge express it with a certain amount of pride.
It's just, I don't understand why people waste their time knowing what Great Lake has a bottom above sea level. It doesn't feel like good mental real estate to me.
And so sometimes, would it be okay to call that a certain incuriosity?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm extremely curious about many, many things. I ask you questions all the time. I'm very curious about things of my interest. I just don't have a curiosity about everything because not everything is interesting.
Okay, so that lack of interest can sometimes translate to a lack of knowledge on some topics, right?
This is true.
Maybe a smaller breadth of knowledge than some other people might have.
But a greater depth.
Sure. Not arguing about the depths. Yeah. But
I'm not a girth boy as Gaz. I'm much more of a depth boy.
What is?
I don't want to know a lot about a little bit. I want to know a lot.
Gaz, you realize you're saying if I translate properly, you're saying I have a long, thin dick.
You cracked the code.
Okay, great.
That's why there's so much writing on it.
Sure, yeah. But in tiny font.
Microscopic cubes.
But I will say, oh my God, the cats are having a lot of fun playing right now, and they're making a lot of noise. The thing is, Gaz, despite that lack of breadth of knowledge, a lot of Final Jeopardies have like a logic component to them, and you're very good at that.
That's what I like about. That's why I like Jeopardy as opposed to a lot of straight trivia.
As opposed to Jeopardy, press your luck.
Yeah, press your luck. Being able to kind of suss it out. I love. I was reading about Jeopardy recently.
Yes.
Or the other guy was.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I fucking hate those layers of artifice. But anyway.
I feel like you know this. But there was some real controversy as Jeopardy kind of moved more into questions that were kind of had hints in the the answer.
It's, yeah, you know? I mean, that's the modern philosophy, a little bit more of the questions, yes.
Yes, and people didn't like it, but I love it. It makes me like Jeopardy.
Yeah, no, I think it's I think the question writing is good. Well, I've literally, the other guy has written about this, but it fucks me up that categories have like a flow to them of difficulty, and then that's completely fucked because people just play the bottom of the category hunting for daily doubles.
Yeah. The hunt for daily doubles is a whole thing.
It's so like James Holzhauer fucking completely fucked the meta, right?
I watched a YouTube about from somebody who had been on Jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
Talking about how to prepare for it.
Yes.
Because one of the things I was thinking was it's like not like there's a study guide for it and it is random.
I mean, JR. So somebody wanted
that is the closest that they have.
Dude, if you want to see my list of topics, like because it is still my greatest dream in life to get on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list of topics that I need to flashcard on. I from doing J Archive, I have a list.
I was interested in things like the action of the buzzer, things like that, like things you might not know.
Yeah, no, the buzzer is super important. You got to wait for the lights to turn off, or I think a light turns on the side of the stage. I've read so many fucking books about Jeopardy.
Lights go
down
on the side when you have time.
I've read so many fucking books about Jeopardy. It's really kind of pathetic.
So you know all this stuff. It was new to me, and it was interesting. Just kind of learning the way it changed and became more Gary friendly, unlike most things in the world.
And you got this from a YouTube video, you say?
I did. Yeah, I know you don't. The other guy does not particularly like YouTube, but it is a really interesting video. Like
I'm really trying to. I watched the Big Joel the Beast Games videos.
It was good, right? It was fun.
It was good, but then I looked at some of his other stuff. I was like, this still fucking sucks.
It's I like Big Joel quite a bit, but I understand. Or I mean, the other guy does. I don't care for him. He's not sexy enough, and he's got too much hair.
The layer of so much hair.
He's not so smooth. I like a smooth boy.
Gaz, would you like your reward for winning the Jeopardy room?
Yummy, yummy. Yes, please.
This is an image that I think will genuinely drop your opinion of Will Hughes by a couple points.
Love it.
This is the title screen of a game he paid $10 for last night.
No,
it's a $10 video game. This is going to be pretty rough on the friendship. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Is it coming in GChat or Discord?
It's coming in GChat. Just going to go ahead. I feel genuinely nervous about sending this one, man.
I'm watching it.
But I really thought you'd get a kick out of how much you'd hate what I was about to send you.
Send it my way.
Sent. Gads, can you describe what you're seeing?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about, and it's not the most important thing, but is this font.
Yep.
This is a game called Demon's Timeline.
Yep.
And that's some whale bullshit right there. even just in the title. And the D is kind of a cat for some reason that doesn't work. There's a lock floating in the background that looks a little bit like the opening of an X-Men movie.
Sure.
Like it's supposed to be story strands, of course, but this is, it looks it, like...
It's actually social media strands. You can see there's some like retweet.
There's the retweet symbol. There's also the brightness symbol. And then we have a cat girl in a Lolita dress.
Yep.
Curled up, kind of making a sexy cat claw.
Yep.
And with a little smirk. And she is in a box of flowers, primarily. Yeah,
I think that's a playpen.
A playpen with donuts and a phone and a tiny plush tiger and snake. And she's showing for this kind of... She has a tail. For this kind of game, she has a tail, but she also has headphones as ears. Her ears are headphones. I don't know why they didn't go all in.
I mean, presumably the tail is also then. I mean, she's in game. She's a like a VTuber.
She has the VTuber look, except she's not showing like she's very big breast, very hairless breast, but not as much ass and legs as you might expect for this kind of image. It's also a fun thing to do with this is trace her torso into her leg and see her weird non-articulated waist.
Yeah.
It just curves around like a...
Yeah, like some kind of worm. Like a worm.
Yeah. She's kind of got a worm torso.
So yeah, this is Demon's Timeline.
Looks real sexy, man. I hope you got what
you're looking for. It's not. Gaz, I have never, I got the demo for this. It's like a root tree-like where you're doing, except it's all on like fake Twitter. You're basically mm-hmm. Twitter stalking people.
Okay.
I downloaded the demo. What?
Well, I like the idea of that. Why does it look like this?
Because it's like all about internet culture and stuff. I downloaded the demo and booted it up. I was like, oh, this is rough. So there's only three visual characters in the game, and the other two are also extremely chibi anime girls.
That makes sense. Gaz doesn't quite get VTubing. No hate in Gaz's heart. But the sexy
Gary,
anime baby is just not a Gary thing.
I wish Gaz Gary thing. Was here to get mad at this.
He will. I'm saving it for him. He's going to wake up angry and not understand why.
Yeah. I played the demo. I was like, man, this video game version of Twitter stalking is pretty fun.
Can Gaz ask the other guy a question real quick, or can the skeleton pass it along?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if my other guy and your other guy ever talked about it. Do you fuck with Hypnospace Outlaw? Did you like that?
Yeah, so Hypnospace Outlaw is not quite puzzly enough.
Okay.
Because I like the puzzles more than the aesthetic. Root Trees is really right in the zone of like fake internet, but also like I like Hypnospace. I just don't love it.
You want it to be more rigorous.
I do, yeah. I want it to be less about the experience of exploring and more about what you do with that information. But I did like it.
I see. All right, then. Good to know.
I played Slayers. Slayers is fun.
Slayers is pretty fun. And the amount of puzzles is just right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sexy. Many puzzles. All right, Gary, well, that's the second chamber?
Do you need
chamber
your $5 back?
Yeah. Why? Did you just touch the monkey?
No, because... you bought this for 10 American dollars.
That's not too bad. That's a...
That's relatively... I suppose some developers deserve to make a living.
Some... This is Gaz's weird pivot.
Gaz has a lot of opinions about games and games media.
Gaz, I would love to get through a third chamber today. Do you think
we can
try
it? Let me try to spin. We can do one more. I don't know what we're going to do after the labyrinth. It's going to be a huge come down.
I hope you're enjoying the labyrinth.
I'm no, I that's
it,
what I mean.
I made
that's
it for
I said,
you.
No, that's why I'm saying a cunt. A
it sounded
down.
Sarcastic.
No, it is going to, and for listeners as well.
I love listening to Gaz fall away as your actual emotion amps up.
I don't like hurting feelings.
It fucking kills me to hear the Gaz facade Karn. Fall. You got Karn!
I got the big sexy bear. I want to point out this gave me a little window that says, we have a winner. And then it just shows smiling to Karn. It's a really good image.
That's great, it's man. Really I didn't good. Know it did that.
Yeah, let me see. Let me get a capture of this real quick. Because it's good.
It did when I clicked add an image as an entry on it, it asked me to put a picture in.
That is the best possible picture.
That's something I had on my hard drive from a piece I did like a couple years ago.
It's excellent.
All right.
I'm sad now that it's gone.
We here at Nintendo of America, we love your energy. We're open to some pitches. I understand, and this of course is Mr. Karn who won't be speaking. But we'll be nodding or frowning as your pitch hits him. You know, that's kind of his system.
I love Big Bear. I strive to make him happy.
Oh, so you're still going to be Gaz in this?
I don't know how else to be. I'm Gaz for the whole episode, and then I can stop.
So I understand you have a pitch for a video game called Spider-Man Maximum Carnage, but Karn is spelled like Richard Karn.
That's correct.
Hit me.
Like you to imagine...
And I'm Doug Bowser from Nintendo. This is a Nintendo game.
Hey, Doug Bowser. Has anyone ever told you that it's very strange that your name is the bad guy of Mario?
I thought you were going to say the good guy from Doug.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, true. I'd like you to imagine.
Don't be impressed by that. There's lots of Dougs in the world. That wasn't actually profound. You treating that like it was actually profound genuinely fucked me up.
It just surprised me.
Because it was a joke.
I'd like you to imagine New York City. We come in.
The Big Apple!
Oh, sit down, Mr. Karn.
The Big Apple!
Mr. Karn, you're getting me flustered.
Richard, we said you wouldn't speak.
The Green Jelly soundtrack kicks in. We pan down, and you think it's going to be Spider-Man on a building, but no. It's an entirely hairless Richard Karn. And he's surveying the city nude, looking down on the city that never sleeps, waiting to find out what's going to happen next. He hits the club. He hits the bodega. He hits the bar.
How does he get down off the rooftop?
Huh? Elevator. And then he hits the Willis Tower, goes all the way up again, checks it out. Then he goes to the Field Museum and sees the largest complete T-Rex skeleton that's ever been. That's right. He's transported to Chicago.
Yes, yeah, I was going to ask. You sound like someone who might have been planning a trip to Chicago soon.
And Spider-Man is also there. And Spider-Man stands next to them. And they both look at the majesty of this dinosaur skeleton. And then Spider-Man says, "Hey, bud, do you want to go look at the limited time exhibit that's Pokemon skeletons?" And Richard Karn grunts sexily. And they go off and do it. Credits. Green Jello song.
Yeah, Gaz, we like it. We're going to give you... It does... The Green Jelly soundtrack part does sound like it might be pulled from a different video game.
Maybe Maximum Carnage.
Yeah, I know.
I figured you just reuse the song.
Yeah, sure. Because there is the video game Spider-Man Maximum Carnage with a C. It's not a very good game.
No, that's what I was referencing.
A pretty bad beat-em-up.
Famous storyline from the 90s.
Sure. Can I just say... I have one tip for you that is actually just a tip for anyone who might actually be planning a trip to Chicago.
Sure.
Skip the Willis Tower. Hancock.
Oh. The other guy has been to Chicago a bunch and would not be going to the Willis Tower anyway.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Because you know, the other guy might be taking his wife there. I'm not sure how often she's...
Oh, that's true. She's never been, so maybe she wants to go.
The Hancock is just cheaper to go up, but I actually think it's a better view, partly because you can get the can we just fucking call it the Sears Tower?
I always call it the Sears Tower. I was just calling it the Willis Tower because I didn't want to get corrected. Being completely honest with you, I just call it the Sears Tower in real life.
You think I'm Doug Bowser, from formerly head of Nintendo, is the kind of asshole who'd correct you for calling it the Sears Tower instead of the Willis Tower?
I had an inkling.
A worry?
Yeah.
An anxiety?
I had a valid concern.
And hey, if you're doing the Field Museum, set aside about 4 hours for the shed, too. Make a day of it.
We're going to make a day of it.
It's right there.
Everything's right there. All the museums are really close. It's great.
The Science Museum, I feel like you can skip.
The Field Museum, we're going to go to because of that Pokemon exhibit.
Sure, but also just the Field Museum's fantastic. The Field Museum is so good.
But the science and industry, yeah.
Science and industry is mixed, I would say. Yeah.
We also have one of those here. But Field Museum, and then we're going to go to some art museums.
Which art museums?
I am a big Chicago contemporary art
museum guy. I don't think I knew that, Gaz. I used to go to the MCA like every other week.
It's one of my favorite places. Let me pull some knowledge from the other guy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you some real life Gary trivia?
Yeah, man.
Gary Butterfield.
I'm Doug Bowser, and I want to hear this.
Novelty rap band Honkies with Privileges played a show there on one of those mezzanines to an entire museum full of people who were probably having the worst days of their life.
That sounds like a really bad day. That sounds
other guy in that band had a roommate who did programming there and invited us to play. So I've played that as a venue, and our drum machine only pretty repulsive novelty white guy rap band played for that museum.
Yeah. That sucks shit, dude. Get out of my fucking office.
Yeah.
Karn out.
Bye, Karn out. See you later, big boy.
Richard Karn, the room explodes, killing Doug Bowser and Richard Karn. Is Karn off anything?
Oh, I know it's good. I just didn't want Richard Karn to die.
No one does, but he already
Richard
will.
Karnoff, you could do a ROM hack of Richard Karnoff pretty
you
well.
You probably could pretty easily. Richard Karn.
Just give him a little beard.
Can you play as Al in that Home Improvement game?
No, I don't think so. But there might be a two-player mode that I didn't fuck with.
Did they at least make a sprite of him?
Oh, yeah. He shows up in things. He's standing around.
Okay.
During things.
Did they make that before or after Pamela Anderson left?
Oh, I did that. I can't remember.
We got to go check that out.
You have a grappling hook. You should play. You should fuck around with the ROM for a couple of minutes. It's kind of fun.
Don't tell me what to do.
Well, you might enjoy.
I might not. So fuck off.
That's very hostile.
I'm sorry. I had to spend a lot of time as Doug Bowser. It was not pleasant.
No, he's probably bad for some reason. I don't know.
I made that Doug joke and got a smile out loud from you that really fucked up my day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I aim to please and I'm pleased to aim.
Hey, if I'm being honest, an hour of gas has sapped a lot from me, man.
It sapped quite a lot from me, too. I'm looking forward to not talking for the rest of the day.
Good. I'm glad that this isn't a great thing to say to a friend, but I'm glad it hurt you.
I'm breathing out only and it's making my mouth very dry.
Yeah? Tell me more.
This way of talking is just very, very difficult for throats.
It's not great for ears either, bud.
I want my throat nice and wet.
It's shit as hell for ears as well.
It's made my throat so dry that there's going to be lots of friction.
Oh, that just rhymed. I sound like Walt fucking Whitman.
Yeah. Free verse king. If people like the show, what can they do?
Yes, I'm sorry, by the way, that I didn't give enough credit to biblically accurate Chris Angel to the point that you were on the subreddit complaining about it.
Somebody complained to me, and I just plus one, or the other guy plus one them.
Yeah.
So I also thought that would have got traction. I did have a genuine, K would have ran with this.
Sure.
Moment.
That's a different dynamic.
It is a different dynamic. There are things that you run with that Kay wouldn't as well. I pick and choose what bits go to whom.
Do you want to say some more things about biblically accurate Chris Angel?
No, the time has passed.
What's the next beat of the joke?
It would probably be something.
Give me the next beat.
With him, well, you know what? I'm not in that moment anymore. I can guess as to what it would be.
No, just one more escalation from just saying, what did you want? Did you just want to laugh? Did you just want to laugh? Say it, and I'll laugh.
I'm trying to fucking tell you what the next beat would be like.
Just say biblically accurate Chris Angel, and I'll laugh.
I feel like you're trying to hypnotize me or something.
What?
Let me say the thing you're actually asking
I'm
for.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I'm just saying. Just say the phrase.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay. That's not what I want. It seems like
When I talk. No, I know what it seems like, but you won't let me speak. What the bit would be would probably be a Chris Angel-esque.
I'm just saying. Just say biblically accurate Chris Angel and all that.
That motherfucker's out. I'm back. God damn it, Will. Let me just finish the thing. It'd be like a Chris Angel magic trick, but like how many eyes he has or something. I don't know what it would be, but I'm not in that moment. I wasn't just looking for a laugh. I thought it was kind of a funny mashup and might have some stuff. There's one just off the top of my head, but I don't have an actual fully version of it.
Gary, you're back.
Hello.
I broke the curse. I did it.
Yeah, it's one of the things they don't tell you about when you get the to-do guide for the substance. Is that certain strong emotions can make you switch.
Yeah. Gary, I'm sorry that I just did that to you. It was rude.
Yeah. I don't think you're that sorry. I think you're kind of into that it happened, though. Like, it's a little rude, but I think that you're happy with the results.
I'm very happy with the results. My friend is back.
That's an extremely guppy sentence.
Yeah.
It was rude, but I was happy with the results.
Yeah.
The ends justify the means on everythingtoguppy.com.cat.
Gary, if people enjoy the show, what should they do?
Well, there's always patreon.com/duckfeedtv. That's a great place to be. You can hang out there. You can check out the other shows. If you like this show, if you like all the other shows, if you like the show a little bit, there's always the Guppy Bump. Everyone do the Guppy Bump.
Everybody do the Guppy Bump, which is literally adding more to your Patreon, like a dollar more to your Patreon for no reason except that you like Everything to Guppy, a free show. We put this shit out for free.
Yes, and we will continue to do so as long as you stay sweet.
And both of us are going to have harder times talking to our wives today because we did this.
And at some point down the line, our wives are going to have a harder time talking to each other because of this. There will be knock-on effects of how weird we bring this energy into, and then both of them being in a slightly worse mood. And then they might talk to Nick's wife, who might then talk to Nick. Like, this might become a whole thing.
I did get a text from Nick about playing board games while we were playing, while we were doing this. So
there you go.
Welcome to join, bud. And,
I appreciate. I have a guy. I want the invite. I have a guy coming over to do yard shit. You're not gonna believe this, but some of the trees of heaven are back. You can also leave us ratings and reviews, and you can join us in thanking Gwen for producing the other shows, but thank Will for producing this one.
Gwen, thank you for producing the other shows and thus setting the bar to which I do not ever rise.
Mm-hmm. Can somebody get the skeleton in Nokia?
Could someone get me the skeleton who I am a Nokia? Please.
Yes, Kia.
I'm leaving that in. That was funny. That was good. Good.
Yeah, and I could probably spin it off into a bit if I wanted to, but I don't.
That's the laugh I should have given the Chris Angel thing.
You're not welcome.